produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
People should focus on the real thing. People should focus. You know, let me tell you. Problems will always remain. Hello, can I prophesy? Problem will always remain. If you want a church where there's no problem, then tell God to call you home. That church is in heaven. Problem will always remain. Come to church and worship God. Don't say, I want to go and see the pastor, the prophet. Amen. When you focus on your problem, it overwhelms you. When you focus on God, He deals with that problem. Hallelujah. You become unstoppable. You become unstoppable. The Bible says, in this world, you will have tribulation. Jesus is promising us. Let me interpret it properly. He's promising us that there is going to be problems, including me. In fact, He promised His disciples that there is going to be problems. So not only us, His disciples, but He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome. I have overcome. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Problem cannot destroy an overcomer. Problem cannot stop somebody that has overcome. That is why the Bible says we are more than conquerors. Don't be afraid of problems. Don't be afraid of mountains. Don't be afraid of situation, trials and tribulations. It's there in the Bible. God says, do you even read your Bible? If you read your Bible, you will learn to begin to thank God for the problems. Thank God for the trouble. Because every people that received miracle from God, it was problem that led them there. You want breakthrough? Get ready for problem. You want favor? You want miracles? Get ready for troubles. Because that is what God uses. Amen. Amen. That is the instrument that God uses. This morning, our text is going to come from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46 to 45. Mark chapter 10, and I titled this message, Arise, He is calling you. Arise. Say, He's calling me. He's calling you. He's calling you. Hallelujah. This God is a loving Father. This God is gracious. This God is merciful. He's calling you anyways. I don't care how you look. It doesn't matter who you are, your pedigree, your status. He's calling you anyways. God is not a respectable person. I am so... to maybe see somebody who is so powerful, who is so prominent, and you couldn't. I've been there many, even some so-called men of God, before you see them, you go through one PA to another PA to another PA. Oh Jesus, what a loving Father. You know, you didn't even call Him, He's calling you. Hallelujah. He's calling you this morning. He want to do something in your life, but the onus is on us to answer the call, to respond to the call. Hallelujah. Amen. To obey the instruction. You see, every day God calls calls us through his word. He calls our attention. That's what it is. He calls our attention. He wants to reveal things to us. He wants to show us great and mighty things that we don't know. But many times we are distracted by other things calling us. Your job is calling you. Your husband, your wife is calling you. Your friends are calling you. But Jesus, he's always there. He needs your attention. He wants to show you. He wants to even help you. It's like somebody saying, he said, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If anybody open, I will come in. He is calling us every day. Calling us. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary. Whenever you are tired, God is calling you. Whenever you are down, he is calling you. Whenever you are afflicted, he is calling you. He says, all who are weary and heavy laden. He's not calling you when you are celebrating. Oh, he says, when you are weary, come unto me and I will give you rest. What if you refuse to answer the call? That's why people carry burdens that overwhelm them. And they start thinking, where is God? They start thinking there's no way out. But God is always calling you. He said, arise, my daughter. Arise, my son. Arise. It's time for you to take your place. In the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 46. We may not read all the verse, but I'm going to highlight a few verses. Verse 46 says, now they came to Jericho. Hallelujah. As he went out of Jericho. Look, the Bible is full of mysteries that only the Holy Spirit reveals. That is why I remember I used to read this Bible every day. But when I got to Bible college, my goodness, 1 year become 2 years. 2 years become 3 years. 3 years become 4 years every day. Every day. This is we were full time. Initially, I wanted a certificate. But when I began to study the word, I say, wow. I thought I knew this God. I thought I knew his word. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible says, starting to show yourself approved. Hallelujah. The word of God approves you. Hallelujah. Say, I'm approved. So, let's get back to our text. I'm not going to be long. It says in verse 1, now they come to Jericho. Get ready for the God of now. Each time I read the Bible, I hear now. I say, God, it is my now moment. You are a God of now. There is nothing you cannot do now. God is not a God of tomorrow. He is a God of now. Now, 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 God. The God that doesn't expire. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't let anybody lie to you. God is available now. Somebody say now. That is our Father. He doesn't say, oh, whoa, 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 I'm still sleeping. Oh, whoa, 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 I'm tired. My waist. Don't you know I'm old? You know, this God is he's a God of now. Ever ready. Ever dependable. Ever reliable God. Whenever you call him, it's your now. You can get up in the midnight hour. He's a God of now. You can get up in 1 a.m. He's a God of now. Whenever you call him, he's a God of now. Hallelujah. That is the God we serve. He's not moved by seasons. There are other gods that are seasonal. But he's a God of now. That means he is relevant. Relevant. That is why Jesus says, I am. I am that I am. When Moses wanted to know this God, God said to Moses, listen, I am the God of your forefathers, but I want to show you that I am a God of now. I'm not just the God of Abraham. I'm not just the because of Isaac. I am your God. I am your reward. I am a now God. And he said to Moses, my name is I am. Ever present. Never expiring. He's not the God of the past tense. He said, my name is I am. I am. Every day, I am is in your life. Every day, I am is in your midst. Every day, I am is working for you. He never tire. He never grew weary. He's not a man that he would lie. He's a now God. Even now, he can do it. I remember when Lazarus was dead, Jesus was not there. And Mary and Martha, they did not realize that Jesus is a God of now. Now does not know any boundary. Now does not know any time limit. He's a now God. And Jesus decided to stay 4 days. And after 4 days, when he showed up, they said to him, you are late. Oh, if you had come before. And he said to them, even now, he will rise even now. You thought he was only going to rise before. Even now, Lazarus will rise. Even now is your time. Sometimes we look back and we forget that even now. He's an even now God. Hallelujah. Always on time. He said to Moses, I am that I am. That is why Jesus, he had 7 sayings that he used to introduce himself, because Jesus is the same God of Old Testament, the Son. He said, I am. I am. I am. I am. The bread of life. I am. I am. The way. I am. The truth. I am. The life. I am. What I did before, I am today. So that even for future generation, he remains the God of now. So the God of now is passing. He went into Jericho. As he went into Jericho, the Bible did not tell us in between what he went to do. And this is where the mystery of God's word is important. Revelation of God's word. Now, we know that God does not make mistakes.
Yeah.
He did not aimlessly find himself in Jericho. He went there intentionally for somebody. What he went in there to do, the Bible focused on the important thing. Probably he ate food. You will agree with me, he ate with his disciples. They drank. He fed them, everybody enjoyed. The Bible did not include that. Because God has somebody in mind. He went to Jericho. And as he was coming out, we did not know how long he was in Jericho. But the next sentence says, as he was coming out, here is blind Bartimaeus. That suggests to me that the reason Jesus went to Jericho is because of blind Bartimaeus. God has you in mind. God has you in mind. Jesus is passing by. He's passing by because of you. You see, his presence is not for nothing. He does not show up for nothing. He is passing by because of you. Hallelujah. And as he was passing by, he made sure, because blind Bartimaeus was blind, he made sure he would pass where blind Bartimaeus can hear that he is passing. Hallelujah. So that you don't have any complaint. Did you notice that Jesus has blind Bartimaeus in mind, but he did not go there? Hello, blind Bartimaeus. Don't you know I'm here? Yeah? He kept moving. And watch this. The Bible says that blind Bartimaeus heard the same thing you're hearing today. The same word you're hearing today. About this God of now.
what he heard, he realized that he's still the same God of now. He said, wow, I've heard what this God can do. And what Jesus can do, he can raise even the dead. He can do it now for me. He can do it now for me. That was what blind men heard. Now let me tell you this. God wants us to be like this blind man. He wants us to learn from this blind man. As he was there, all he needed was what he heard. Hallelujah. That tells me that what we see with our eyes can be an obstacle. Are you with me this morning? The Bible says we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Blind Bartimaeus, it was no coincidence that he was blind, so he couldn't see, but he has the spiritual eyes of faith. How do I know? When he called Jesus, watch this, he said, Jesus, Son of David, the Son of God. He had a revelation. He could have said, Jesus, the son of Joseph Carpenter, because their house is just by the corner. But he said, the Son of the living God, because he had a revelation and faith was in his heart, because he knew that this was the Messiah. This was the Messiah. He was not an ordinary man. He was not an ordinary healer. He was not an ordinary God. He was the Messiah. He was exceptional. Thank God for John the Baptist. But this God is exceptional. Thank God for Elijah. But Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Messiah. He knew that. And that was what brought faith from on his inside. Jesus was passing. And you would imagine that Jesus had crowds following him. He was the most popular person at the time. And he's still the most popular man today. Think about it. I just remembered something now. Do you know the most popular name in this whole world is Jesus?
Yeah.
Who told you there's no God? Other names come and go. They come and go. They come and go. At the time, I'm telling you now, Jesus was the most popular person. But now I realize that even today, he's still the most popular. Hello? You're looking like you're surprised. He's popular. Go to the rural area, those that didn't go to school. Ask them, have you heard of Jesus? Maybe Yeshua, whatever they call it. He is the most popular name. No wonder the Bible says that God has highly exalted him and given him the name above every other name. Tell me practically, let's leave spiritual. Is there any other name that is above the name of Jesus? Not even Coca-Cola. Not even Nike. They come and go. But the name of Jesus for thousands of years remains. 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 Hallelujah. So as he was passing, he would have been going with crowd of people, both those who are looking for food, those who are looking, and even his enemy are following him too. That's why not everybody that followed Jesus. The Bible says, not all that say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. His enemy follow. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know why they follow him? They are always looking for something to nail him. They are jealous of him. They are not happy for the fact that this man, he is doing the work of God. But there was a man. As he heard. Now watch this. He did something about what he heard. Jesus was what he heard. The word of God was what he heard. And he did something. What did he do? He cried out to Jesus. This is where prayer is the master key. Prayer is a powerful tool that we can use to get heaven's attention, to get heaven's attraction, to get heaven's favor. So this man who was known by his problem. You know, sometimes people can be known by their problem. They say that man, that woman who doesn't have a child. Oh, by the way, let me share this testimony before I move on. I told the sister I'm going to share this testimony today. Last Sunday, I went to dedicate triplets after the service. Triplets. One, two, three. I've never done that in my life before. Now, this triplet, the parent of this triplet, the name is Ijeoma. She was born in Nigeria. She was in my ministry when we started before in Santa, my early days. But I remember that when she came, she had one prayer point. She wanted a child. She wanted a child. We pray at church. She was our neighbor in Captain Park. Almost every week, there's prayer meeting in her house. Every week we are praying because we knew that this battle is spiritual. And one day I said to her, there's nothing wrong with you. She said, Pastor, what do you mean? I want to see a fertility doctor and all that. I said, God told me there's nothing wrong with you. What is happening to you is spiritual. They went to different physicians. I recommended one fertility doctor. The one that I knew, I recommended one to her because this woman was dying in misery, in agony, in pain. Now, to cut the story short, one day I told her that God said, you're having a son. This is me now. This was 12 years ago. God says, you are having a son. And she broke down crying. Oh, I receive. And after a while, we moved from that place. We live here now, but we still keep in touch over the phone. And I remember I've been there from here. I've been to that family again to pray because the husband, they will invite me. I felt their pain. This woman, she emaciated, like lost weight because of the situation she was going through. At the stage, her husband gave up. When we come to pray, the man will say, oh, Pastor, you're here. If you want transport, if you want, he leaves us. I don't blame the man. The man is not a Christian and the little faith he has finished. But this woman hung on. She held on. I wish I can show you the history of the messages, how we are praying. Then one day, she said that she remembered the teachings I taught her. And she said to herself, Lord, what I need now is triplet. I said, I was asking her, what did you say? Pastor said, you have a son, you are saying triplet. I said, I wasn't there, I didn't say triplet. He said, she took her faith to another level. She said, God, restoration. Because all the miscarriage she's been having miscarriage. She said, God, I need triplet. So watch what happened. One day she was walking in Kempton Park, in the CBD. Some women openly mocked her. Go and read the book of when someone, Anna. Exactly, they mocked her. She said she cried from the street home. They told her, look at her. So when she heard and turned, they said, hey, what will you do? Do you have a child? Think if it were you. She went home, she cried. She has done everything. There's no, in fact, people are recommending fertility, whichever one. But now she faced God. She said she went into her room, locked the door, said nobody must knock on this door, even her husband. She spent the night there. That was where she said God gave her a revelation of that three children, triplet. In that prayer, she gave them names. One of the names is, where is he from? Chiamaka. Chiamaka, my daughter's name. She gave three names. At that time, she had no child, not one. She went and bought, I told her to buy clothes for a boy. Now she went and bought clothes for triplets. I said, thank God you didn't tell me. Pastor would have told you, no, it's one. Because I said one. She said, she added two because God will restore. She went and bought clothes. You people who are women will understand what I'm saying better than myself. She went and bought clothes for triplet. Three. One is a boy, the one that I told her she accepted. She says she wants two girls. Pa. She went and put pictures on the wall. A boy, a girl, my triplet. She now said to her husband, stop calling me by my name. Call me mother of triplets. I said, Jehovah's. I said,
She said, now the husband is calling people that something, please come and help. Calling her family member, something has gone wrong with my wife. Hey, Jehovah. When, if he comes into the house, he will see the woman greeting the triplets. Feel like I bring her here to share. Greeting, she will say, how are you? You are blessed. I can't wait to take you to the malls. Say, Jesus. I stood there, I sat there, I was saying, I've never, I said, I think they need to rewrite the Bible. Remove Anna and put you there. I will support it. She was fellowshipping with the faith children. One day, not long. This was this year. Remember I told you the story a little bit. She said all of a sudden she took it. Normally, miscarriage. But this time around, nothing. God perfected the pregnancy. And when they went to hospital, she said they told her it's triplet. She kept quiet. She didn't want to tell the husband. She be telling what's it called? Zachariah. If she told the husband, who knows what the husband would do? Because the husband might beat the hell out of her that she's crazy. You know, she kept it until when she was about 6 or whatever month. She has passed that period where she said there's a certain month that miscarriage or whatever happens. Now she knows that for real, this triplet is there. She told the husband. Hey, the husband was crazy. At night, she said, the man doesn't sleep. At night, he was like, put him, is this baby still there? Well, few months back, she delivered the triplet. Please put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, you don't want to clap because you don't need triplet. Okay, don't go. I can understand because you might clap and you get triplet. Somebody was asking the church, why was he not shouting amen? The lady said no because I'm not ready to get married. When they were preaching about those who want to get married. Anyway, that's by the way. But what am I trying to say? Faith without works is dead. That is why this month of affirmation, that is one of the principles I want to teach us. Write those things and paste them. Write the name of the job. Write the name of what, even if it's money, write that money and put it there. Get crazy for God. Blind Bartimaeus was crazy. When he heard that it was Jesus, he shouted, Jesus! Remember there was noise. The crowd were making noise. How is it that he is able to get Jesus' attention? He has to scream. How many of you agree with me? He can't say, oh Jesus, I'm here. No. He has to scream, Jesus, Son of David. That was faith. This man was convinced. But watch the obstacle, and I'm going to end with this. If you've never encountered obstacle, you will not get your breakthrough.
Yeah.
Every obstacle presents a breakthrough. Whenever you see an obstacle, I say, Lord, I thank you. I know there's a breakthrough. Because the moment I overcome this obstacle, there's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. So we see the principle of obstacles before the breakthrough. How did it come? The crowd. None of them could help this man. You know, people sometimes, they don't have this act of love. I'm thinking to myself, why did they not just, since this man needs Jesus, let's just help him, you know. They shut him down. So stop making noise. We're busy here with serious business. That is why people's opinion may not be God's opinion.
Yeah.
That everybody is saying you can't make it doesn't mean you can't make it. That everybody is saying there's no way doesn't mean there's no way. Don't accept human opinion. This guy would have believed that, oh, I can't meet Jesus. He refused and continued to shout. Continue to praise God. Continue to worship God. Continue to pray. It does not matter how you feel. It does not matter the circumstances around you. This is the obstacle that you must overcome before you get your breakthrough. It's the obstacle of consistency, of persistence. It's the obstacle of faith that doesn't give up. Mm-hmm. The crowd, they said, hey, keep quiet. We are serious with God here now. You can't even see. You're busy calling Jesus. How are you going to get there? There's no place in the Bible that they told us that anybody helped that man. No place. Which is so uncommon, like today. At least somebody would assist this crying man who has been in misery and pain for years. But watch what that man did. Now, as we close, the Bible said that Jesus stood still. Hallelujah. Because when you call, he answers. It's not every prayer that God answers, but he knows your heart. He sees your heart. He's omniscient God. He saw the heart of that man. He stood still. Remember, this was the reason he was passing Jericho. He was not through Jericho because of the crowd who are just follow, wherever. He was there intentionally for this man whose turn it is. And I pray this morning that it will be your turn. It will be your time. In Jesus' name, you will attract heaven's attention. How is it that everybody is praying and worshiping God, but only one person receives? Because God looks at your heart. So the Bible tells us that Jesus stood still and called the man. Now watch another mystery here. How is it that Jesus is calling a man who can't see? He didn't say, somebody go and bring him up. Let me go to this man. Hallelujah. You expect Jesus to come and help you? He's calling you. You expect Jesus to make a way for you? He's calling you. Because every step you take is a step of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He knows your condition, but he's calling you anyways. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. He wants you to take that step of faith. You might be weak, but he's calling you anyways. Come on, keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep moving. Don't allow the crowd to stop you. Don't allow what people might say to stop you. Don't even allow the fact you can't see to stop you. He knew that that man was blind, but he called the man. Hallelujah. And I could see this man scramble up. The Bible said he removed his cloak. Hallelujah. That's another mystery. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, the Bible spoke about the cloak. In Israel, the cloak is a very important garment they wear. When it is winter, or it's even, I wanted to say what Shifua was is wearing, but it's like a blanket that keeps them warm. And that cloak speaks of their identity. With that cloak, you can know a rich man and a poor man, because a beggar will have his own that is for begging. So beggars are known by their cloak they wear. So that cloak, he must have worn it for years. And the cloak is where they used to gather their money they put in their cloak. They put it in their cloak. When they gather their money, they put in their cloak. So when Jesus called this man, the Bible said he took away. Not he took away, he threw away his cloak. Hallelujah. What is that thing that is hindering you this morning? What is that thing that you need to throw away? What is that thing that you need to cast aside? This man, he wasn't going to let anything stop him. Not even his important cloak. He cast it aside, because perhaps if you want to run, maybe that cloak he might stumble and fall, because nobody was there to help him. He would have been moving like this. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? He cast away his cloak. And the Bible says, when Jesus saw that man, you see, this morning he watches our actions. He watches everything we do. Hallelujah. When he removed that cloak, he was saying, I'm casting away the old identity. Everything that the enemy have used to bound my life, everything that has held me bound for years, I am determined to let it go. I am determined that I will seek the kingdom first. I will pursue Jesus. And I reckon his money would have been in that cloak, and he cast away.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.